the music managers and the music marketers and the other music business people. I don't even know what they call themselves because I don't really give a shit. But the reality is I think all these people are right. They're right most of the time. And I think artists have a hard time recognizing that they are right. And I think it comes from one major problem is that these people don't even like music. They don't actually care about music. They see music as falling into two categories: commercially acceptable music and commercially unacceptable music, which is fine, but there's so much gray area. There are songs that are fucking ass and they're commercially acceptable. There are songs that are brilliant that are unacceptable commercially. And I think as an artist, it can have you, there can be a cognitive dissonance. You see these people talk and you want to go, oh, well, what do they know? What do they know? And it's true, because it's like showing a frat guy your music. It's like, is the frat guy going to give you good advice back? But what the frat guy can do, which these guys can do, is approach the music as a product, which it ultimately is if you're trying to do anything with it, unfortunately. Approach it as product and tell you how to more effectively sell it. And so I know I see this content sometimes and I'm like, what, these motherfuckers, what the fuck? But the reality is that they're right most of the time. You just have to separate the creation of your art and the selling of your art, and you have to understand, I don't think these people like music.